Glenn Beck.
Harvey Weinstein has been thanked at the Oscars more than God. And it looks like Weinstein's number of thank yous may have taken a serious hit now that he's been fired from his own company for decades of sexually harassing numerous women. We have some audio we're going to play for you here in a minute that is stunning. But remember, this is an industry where people still fall over themselves to be, you know, in a Woody Allen film. They never skip the chance to praise Roman Polanski. It wouldn't shock me if Harvey Weinstein wins an Oscar when he makes a comeback in a few years. Yesterday, Meryl Streep, Glenn Close, Kate Winslet, Judi Dench spoke out condemning Weinstein, but the men of Hollywood seem to be keeping their mouths shut for some reason. In fact, Sharon Waxman revealed that in 2004, she was working on a similar report for the New York Times about Weinstein sexually harassing women. But she says Matt Damon, Russell Crowe, both called to vouch for Weinstein. So the Times dropped the 2004 story after pressure. His company was a big advertiser for the newspaper. Weinstein is beyond a creep, and he'll have to deal with the consequences of his gross behavior himself. But let's not kid ourselves. Sexual harassment goes on in every single industry, and I gotta believe the movie industry is number one at that list. This story reveals so much about American politics and hypocrisies. While it's fun to give Hollywood a taste of their own medicine for a change, we shouldn't miss the opportunity to have a national dialogue about the objectification of women in our culture and what helps fuel this problem. A lot of that comes from Hollywood. And you can't have a national epidemic of male addiction to pornography and expect to have sexual harassment decrease. It used to be considered sleazy to go to an X-rated movie theater. But now our kids are growing up with a rated X theater in their phone, their back pocket. And if you think it's bad now, wait until 24/7 porn generation becomes the boss at work. Combating our porn epidemic is a cause that men and women, liberal and conservatives, could work on together. They won't. Hollywood loves their porn. It may sound old-fashioned and prudish to some, but if we don't think that our porn addiction is affecting our society, we are delusional.
It's Tuesday, October 10th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So Ronan Farrow has just written a piece for The New Yorker. It was just released. Now, Ronan Farrow is Mia Farrow's son, Woody Allen and Mia Farrow. So he's got some things to say. Let me just, three women among them, Argentino and a former aspiring actress, met me to tell me that Weinstein raped them. The allegations include that he forcefully performed and received oral sex and forcing himself in vaginal sex. Four women said they experienced unwanted touching that is classified as an assault in an audio recording captured during a New York Police Department sting operation in 2015, made public now for the first time. He admits to groping a model, describing his behavior as what he's used to. Four women that Ronan interviewed cited encounters in which Weinstein exposed himself and pleasured himself in front of them. Here is, for the first time, do we have it?
They're working on pulling it. We just okay. Just
sorry.
Kept coming in now. Yeah,
we have to play this for you. I just heard it off air, and it is remarkable.
Yeah, we should point out too, this is a massive development that has happened in this story in the last few minutes. This is something that just came out, and it is if you're wondering why the Weinstein Company went from, well, we suspended him for a little bit, oh, he's fired, that transition
to we're going to change the name of the company.
Yeah, I mean, they have really gone far fast on this, and they had pointed out we have new allegations have come to light. The audio, which is not the audio is pretty compelling and terrible, but it's not the worst of these accusations. The idea before this was He harassed women. He occasionally groped women. He did things in front of women, asked to shower in front of them. All creepy enough. This is multiple allegations of rape. This is way further than this story was just a half an hour ago. And now that we're getting into this, this is a real...
And this is beyond... this is beyond virtually all the people I spoke to told me that they were frightened of retaliation. If Harvey were to discover my identity, he could ruin my life, said one former employee. The four actresses, including Mira Sorvino and Rosanna Arquette, told me they suspected that after they rejected Weinstein's advances and complained about them to the company representatives, he had them removed from projects or dissuaded people from hiring them. Now, listen to this. This is everything that they said was happening at Fox. And they didn't have this kind of stuff at Fox. Listen to this. Emily Nestor, one of the women who alleged she was harassed at the company, described the mistreatment of women as a serial problem at the Weinstein Company, and it was struggling within recent years. Other employees described what was, in essence, a culture of complicity at Weinstein's place of business. The numerous people throughout the companies fully aware of his behavior, but either abetting it or looking the other way. Some employees said that they were enlisted in subterfuge to make the victims feel safe. A female executive with the company described how Weinstein assistants and others served as a honeypot. They would initially join a meeting, but then Weinstein would dismiss them, leaving him alone with the woman.
I mean,
wow.
Pre-planned creepiness. It's not just normal level creepiness we've heard from the previous stories. And again, that is criminal activity, as we talked about. I mean, this does seem like a huge escalation, even beyond that. Now we're talking to the most serious of crimes, basically, that we have in our society. Multiple accusations of rape. Again, remember, this is the type of thing that these people... I mean, can we go to some of this audio? This is not the audio of the actual tape. We're still pulling that. But how about Michelle Obama talking about Harvey Weinstein? Now, remember, Michelle and Barack sent Malia to be an intern at this company.
Holy cow.
I mean, can you imagine this? The first daughter, one of the first daughters, was interning under a mass rapist, it looks like, at least accused. So here is Michelle Obama talking about Harvey.
I want to start by thanking Harvey Weinstein for organizing this amazing day.
Okay, this is in 2013.
This is possible because of Harvey. He is a wonderful human being, a good friend, and just a powerhouse. And the fact that he and his team took the time to make this happen for all of you should say something, not about me or about this place, but about you. All right?
So
everybody,
this
is here because of you.
What's amazing about this is the reason why Harvey Weinstein got away with this is because of his power and his powerful friends. Everybody knew. Everybody knew. And so everybody's playing along and everybody's saying, you know, just leave him be. Just leave him be. Just pay them off, whatever. Leave them be. So when he said, what was it, yesterday, he writes this pathetic letter that says, hey, if you've ever been a friend of mine, I need your support right now. I can go get some help, and I think I can get past this. No, you're not going to get past this, Harvey. This is really bad now, especially with rape charges.
Yeah. And what shields him is not only his power, but his liberalism, his progressivism.
Yes.
Because even Lisa Bloom, the attorney who was working in many of these recent sexual harassment cases on the side of the accusers, was saying that my impression had been to work with him because he had lived such a good life in other ways. In other words, he had supported the right causes. He had done the right things. He had backed up all of our political views. So I thought I'd give him a break. We're talking about now a guy who's been accused of at least three rapes, and
isn't
they still
this
embrace
the same,
him.
Isn't this the same story as Bill Cosby? This is exactly the same story of Bill Cosby. Nobody could say anything about him until the very end. And you know what? In the same thing with Roger Ailes, not until they were weakened.
Yeah.
Or in Harvey's case, not until the culture changed.
And you're telling me they didn't know about this, you know, because I think you can fairly say, okay, Michelle Obama is probably not sending her daughter to intern for this monster if she knew he was a rapist. There was a lot of these accusations going around for a long time, but at least you can say that. By that quote, the usage of the term, he was a wonderful person, is notable, but maybe you could give her a break and say, okay, look, you know, she's just praising him at a charity event.
Here's the thing. I can guarantee you that Michelle Obama knew of the accusations. I knew about the accusations. But I mean, what are you going to say? You don't know anything.
You knew about the accusation, not of this sort of stuff.
Not of rape.
No, you heard he was kind of a dirtbag. I had always heard he was abusive to his staff. I had heard, you know.
And that he was abusive to women. But you don't know. I don't know. But I'm so far out of that circle. Yeah. Michelle Obama could get into the circle.
And get an answer.
And get an answer on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
But is anybody going to say that?
And that's the thing, too. Like, I think it's important to note. This, people are seemingly asking for everyone who hears a rumor about someone to start spouting it to protect people.
Yes.
That's not a fair standard either. I mean, just because you hear something bad about someone doesn't mean you start spouting it to the media. However, these things should be looked into when they're this widespread. And let me give you an example of how widespread it was. This is a clip from 30 Rock. Remember that show?
Yes.
This is a clip from 30 Rock where they're talking about Harvey Weinstein
Several years ago, I want you to listen. This is scripted several years ago.
Don't do it, J-Mo. You don't want to mess with Weird Al.
Oh, please. I'm not afraid of anyone in show business. I turned down intercourse with Harvey Weinstein on no less than 3 occasions out of 5.
On no less than 3 occasions out of 5. I mean, it was a standard joke. They were putting it on television that he was, at the very least,
a player.
A player and hitting on young actresses that would go along with it for their career. It was a joke to these people just a few years ago. And I'm glad that people are starting to take it seriously. I'm glad that's actually happening now. I mean, I think that's a positive. And this report is extensive. I mean, to be honest with you, it just came out as we were coming to the air. And it's 23 printed pages long. It's a typical New Yorker article. It's like 25,000 words. But there's a lot
in
here.
Significant that it was written by Farrow.
Yeah, it is.
Significant.
In fact, what's this? Kate Winslet. You mentioned Kate Winslet earlier. Mm-hmm. Kate Winslet. They talked about her coming out and criticizing Harvey Weinstein. The sub part of the headline was, she's about to start her new movie with Woody Allen.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how do you take this seriously? I mean, Woody Allen had sex with his daughter, basically. His adopted daughter. His daughter! He's married to his daughter! Roman Polanski is making... He's a convicted rapist! Not even, it's worse than Weinstein. They have evidence. He's admitted it in court. And they're still praising him. These lines that these guys draw and how they go to sleep at night, I have no freaking idea.
Glenn Beck.
Okay, here's new audio that was just released. This is from the New York Police. They did a sting operation in 2015. This is Harvey Weinstein going into standing out in a hallway of a hotel room as he's trying to convince this woman to go into the hotel room with him. Listen.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I'm embarrassing. I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing. Please. I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
I promise.
Please sit there. Please. Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
No,
I can't. Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
to. Go to the bathroom. Hey, come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, don't have a fight with me.
It's not nice.
Please.
Holy cow. I mean, how many times does she have to say no?
Yeah, she's trying to leave the hotel, and he's trying to get her to stay and sit down, have a drink while he showers.
And going to do whatever else he does. Mm-hmm. Here's another clip.
I'm not going to do anything. I swear my children. Please come in.
Swear on my
everything.
Children.
I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable
please
right now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my
why
jacket,
yesterday
you can
you touched my breast.
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
But you're used to that?
Yes, come in.
Because no, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you will embarrass me. No. Bye. Never call me again. Okay? I'm sorry.
Never call me again.
I promise you I won't do anything.
I know, but yesterday was too much.
The guy is coming. I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like
so creepy.
It's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to leave.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you.
So she says, I mean, if it's hard to hear, obviously, he says he swears on his children he won't do anything. He says, I'm a famous guy.
I'm used to this.
I'm used to this after she says, you touched my breast yesterday. He's like, oh, I'm used to this. I'm used to this. She's like, you're used to this? Yeah. I mean, and then eventually he gives up and lets her escape the hotel room. Really creepy stuff. And now, I mean, it's certainly not the worst accusation that is in the particular New Yorker article. As again, if you missed it, 3 accusations of rape against Harvey Weinstein in this article. Along with multiple other sexual harassment and this audio that you just heard, this is why you saw this is I guarantee this word the word was out that this was coming out, and that's why you saw everyone fleeing from him yesterday. You saw the mass exodus yesterday, and you know I don't know what that says about these people. They waited until until they had all this information. I mean, instead of calling him out, I think a long time ago. And a lot of these guys seem to know this. They all keep claiming. I mean, there was an actress yesterday who was saying, "Oh, well, yeah, we knew this, but you know, it wasn't my story to tell." I don't know. It seems like a crime. This is kind of everybody's story to tell.
Listen to this. Following the event, Gutierrez's agency emailed to say Weinstein wanted to set up a business meeting as soon as possible. She arrived at Weinstein's office in Tribeca early the next evening with her modeling portfolio. In the office, she sat with Weinstein on a couch to review the portfolio, and he began staring at her breast, asking if they were real. Gutierrez later told officers of the New York Police Department Special Victims Division that Weinstein had lunged at her, groping her breast and attempting to put his hand up her skirt while she protested. He finally backed off and told her that assistant would give her tickets to Finding Neverland, a Broadway play he was producing, and that he would meet her at the show that evening. Instead of going to the show that night, Gutierrez went to the nearest NYPD precinct station, reported the assault. Weinstein telephoned her later that evening, annoyed that she had failed to appear at the play. She picked up the call while sitting with investigators from the Special Victims Division, who listened in on the call and devised a plan. She would agree to see the show the following day and then meet with Weinstein. She would wear a wire and attempt to extract a confession or incriminating statement. The next day, they met at the bar of the Tribeca Grand Hotel. While the team had the undercover microphones, I don't want to. I want to leave. I'm used to that, she said. Went on for 2 minutes back and forth in the hallway. According to a law enforcement source, Weinstein, if charged, would have most likely faced a count of sexual abuse in the third degree, a misdemeanor punishable by 3 months in jail.
Glenn Beck. The Glenn Beck Program.
This is truly a damaging article on Harvey Weinstein and everybody around him.
Yeah.
Everybody around him.
Listen to this tweet from Jake Tapper quickly, Glenn. Jake Tapper just tweeted, speaking of media complicity, ask yourself why NBC reporter Ronan Farrow wrote this for The New Yorker. Holy crap. That's a great... He works for NBC. And he's writing for The New Yorker?
Wow.
Why? And that's an accusation not coming from some right-wing pundit there. That's from Jake Tapper, so pretty amazing.
Nestor, 25 years old when she started the job after finishing law school and starting business school, was considered a career in the movie industry. On her first day in the position, Nestor said two employees told her that she was Weinstein's type physically. When he arrived at the office, he made comments about her appearance, referring to her as the pretty girl. He asked how old I was and sent all the assistants out of the room and made me write down my telephone number. He then said, meet him for drinks that night. She invented an excuse. When he insisted, she suggested an early morning coffee the next day, assuming that he wouldn't accept. He did. He told her to meet him at the Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills, where he was staying. I went and I dressed very frumpy. It was the most excruciating and uncomfortable hour of my life. He offered her career help, began to boast about his sexual liaisons with other women, including famous actresses. He said, you know, you and I can have a lot of fun. I could put you in my London office and you could work there and you could be my girlfriend. She declined. He asked to hold her hand and she said no. Oh, the girls always say no, you know. No, no, no. Then they have a beer or two and then they're throwing themselves at me. In a tone that Nestor described as weirdly proud, Weinstein added he had never had to do anything like Bill Cosby. It's bizarre to be proud of not having to drug women, she said.
It's a good point. That is a fair point.
Yeah, she said that pretty clear-cut case of sexual harassment when your superior, the CEO, asked one of your inferiors his attempt to have sex with them. She said, but nobody cared at the office. Where is it? She said, they said no assault had occurred. She took the case to the DA's office. They said they had the evidence, but nothing was ever done.
These accusations, unlike the Cosby stuff too, many of them are quite recent. I mean, the audio we played for you was a 2015 sting from police. So these are not just like, oh, well, his career is going to be over. I mean, if any of these are true or even close to true, there's going to be some serious trials going on.
He said, I have to give you a script. It was up in his room. She went up. She picked up the phone to make a call. When I hung up the phone, I heard the shower going on in the bathroom. She's like, what, is he taking a shower? He came out naked. She said, I was petrified. I didn't want to show him that I was petrified because I could feel that the more I was freaking out, the more it excited him. It was like a hunter with a wild animal. The fear turned him on. This guy is in real trouble. Maybe.
Probably don't want to be introduced after that, but Pat Gray is with us.
What a perfect lead-in. What a perfect lead-in.
Apologies.
And ask yourself, where are the Matt Damons and Ben Afflecks of the world?
Yeah.
Those who are so tied into him, and he kind of launched their career.
Matt Damon defended him.
Made a call on his behalf.
Made a call to the New York Times to get a story spiked.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. The guy now looks like he could be a rapist, and all of Hollywood is trying to protect him. And yet, when Trump had the 2005 thing where he just talked kind of dirty to another guy,
sure,
it was the worst thing in the history of the world.
Trump is in this story.
Oh, in the Weinstein story?
Yes, he is, unfortunately. He is.
Well, because every one of these stories I've seen so far has taken great pains to make sure they bring up the Access Hollywood tape.
No. Weinstein wrote an email to Donald Trump. Let me see if I can find it here.
When?
Right after the tape came out, he had 3 weeks before he had sexually harassed some woman, and then. Weinstein had, and they had a blowout. And when the Trump tape came out, he said he wrote to her saying, this made me think of you. And I've been thinking about you. And and where is it? He said Hang on. Shoot, I've lost it now. He wrote and he said, I talked to Donald Trump about his behavior because of our argument. And he said, Donald labeled me the sex police.
Weinstein?
Yeah.
Was the sex police.
No, yeah.
Or Trump was the sex police.
No, Weinstein was the sex police
about Trump. Trump.
Calling him and saying, you know, you got to stop this.
Can you imagine the balls of this guy who's been doing this for decades and is criticizing Trump.
Yeah.
And is also criticizing Cosby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like he's going after these people, you know, who he would claim did the exact same thing, although the evidence on Trump is certainly not there. But the Cosby stuff is, you know, I guess, well founded at this point. That's some guts, I guess. I mean, when you have that sort of power and you're shielded, and this is an important part of it, you're shielded by your progressivism. You figure mm-hmm. that because you're powerful and mm-hmm. you control a lot of money and you're saying all the right liberal things, that no one's ever going to come down on you like this.
And you're right.
Most of the time, you're right.
Yeah. For the most part. Like NBC, still. I mean, when you've got NBC employees having to go to the New Yorker to do the story, or New York Magazine, then you know that, I mean, even NBC will cover
well,
your butt.
Well, that's what the story was with Billy Bush, wasn't it? Didn't that come from NBC?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Remember, NBC said they had all kinds of stuff. And they didn't do it on Donald Trump. And they didn't run it on Donald Trump. And until when?
Until he changed
his politics and started running as a conservative.
Right.
And that's when they went after him. How Donna Karen is going to survive this is...
Oh, jeez. For her to say, look at how they're dressed. Yeah. Women want it.
If she's a good friend of Harvey Weinstein, you know, he's the predator that he is. You know that she has been around him with young models that model for her.
No doubt.
So no doubt. For her to act like she didn't know is really creepy and evil.
I don't know that she did act like she didn't know. She just didn't care. Did she? She was saying that the women are partly responsible because look at how they dress.
But you're dressing them.
Yeah. You can't say that as a clothing designer.
You can't. No.
Or anyone else, but especially as a clothing designer.
So will Hollywood boycott Donna Karen Fashions? Let's see if the liberals eat their own. I don't think they're going to in this case.
Nope.
Don't think they're going
to. Because, quite honestly, they don't really care. They
really don't care. They don't care.
They only care about this because you found out.
And where's the
national to do something?
National Organization for Women. I haven't heard a single thing from them. Maybe I missed it, but I haven't heard a peep out of them.
That's interesting. Hillary Clinton did a 90-minute speech last night and did not mention this. Now, look.
Huge donor of the Clintons. Yeah. And he's even to the point where he's blaming the right-wing conspiracy for his troubles now.
He's using the Hillary defense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's despicable.
This is why you actually have to stick to principles, because otherwise you're going to find yourself on the other end and you're gonna be like, I can't say anything at all. I don't have anything to say here. So on the Pat Gray Radio Extravaganza today, what do you have coming up, Pat?
I'm going to talk about a new California law.
Oh, my gosh.
That allows for people using the wrong pronouns to go to jail.
But only for a year.
Only a year. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
It's California healthcare workers who willfully and repeatedly decline to use a senior transgendered patient's preferred name or pronouns could face punishments ranging from a fine to jail time up to a year in the law that Jerry Brown just signed in.
So wouldn't that just require you being fired?
You would think so. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's your.
How does it become criminal?
Yeah, why is it criminal? If you're going in and you're in a hospital, you're a nurse or whatever is happening, and you decide I'm not going to call this patient what they want to be called, that's when you're fired.
You're fired. Yeah. So if they want to be called G, you know, XI, and you're calling them him, you could be fired for that, but go to jail for that? I mean, if we're going to do this, I propose that anybody who dangles a participle should be imprisoned for life.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm having my participle removed.
Oh, my God.
And if someone refers to themselves in third person, mm-hmm. I think they are executed. I think they just get the death penalty.
Well, Stu agrees with you there. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. If we're going to do this, let's go all the way. Let's just go all the way. Mm-hmm. If you are put in jail in the United States of America for using an improper pronoun, then the First Amendment's gone.
It can't be constitutional, right? I mean,
you wouldn't think so. You would not.
I guess
think
maybe
so.
They would put it they as a even harassment bring up, situation. They
in the article, the Constitution's not even mentioned here. First Amendment speech is protected speech is not even mentioned.
Why would that be brought up?
Why
in
would
story?
That be?
Well,
up?
It wouldn't be it would protect you enough to keep you out of jail.
Out right. of jail, yes.
But it
you
would
could
not
be
protect
fired,
your job,
like everything else, like whatever else you say on the air. You could be fired for it, but you can't be put in jail for it. Not in the United States of America until now.
Well,
frightening.
Now, hang Incredible. On just a second. That's hasty.
Is it?
Yes. You're referring to California as part of the United States
well, yes,
of America.
That is hasty.
Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze Radio and TV Network is coming up right after this program and does every day, which is, it's
Hey, wait.
Pat,
come here. I've got one more question for you. Okay. Hang on, let me go into a commercial break, and then we'll come back. I heard you say something on the air yesterday, and I was like, I cannot believe. I must have misunderstood.
Glenn Beck.
Well, there's another update that has just come out with the Harvey Weinstein story, except this one's not about Harvey. We don't know exactly who it is. But can you read that quote, Stu?
Hollywood is full of connoisseurs like Weinstein, men whose erotic imaginations are fueled primarily by humiliation, who glut their sensibilities with the most exquisite refinements of shame. A journalist once told me, this is, by the way, from the Weekly Standard, a journalist once told me about visiting another very famous Hollywood producer, you'd know the name, who exhibited for my friend his collection of photographs of famous female actresses, you'd know their names too, performing sexual acts for his private viewing. As with Weinstein, this man's chief thrill was humiliation, and the more famous the target, the more roundly it was savored. Even her, a big star, these people will do anything to land a role. They're so awful, they even have to do it for me.
Unbelievable. Jeez. That guy is, whoever that guy is.
Yeah.
Ooh. Good luck sleeping. Good luck sleeping.
It's all coming down.
Yeah. So, Pat,
yes.
Speaking of all coming down,
mm-hmm.
I heard you yesterday say about this Dove ad.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know that this isn't racist? Did I misunderstand you?
No. There's somebody who doesn't know that when you take soap and wash a black person, a white person appears underneath.
Okay. Now that's the
is
way it is.
Really,
no,
somebody
hang on
who
second.
Doesn't know that?
Hang on, just a second.
I want to meet that person.
Hang on. Would you say that it is racist? That's the way it's being presented.
Yes.
But would you say it is racist if it was reversed and it started with a white woman and she took off her shirt and she was black?
If she cleaned her white skin off and became black?
That's the way you're interpreting it.
What other way can you interpret it? They didn't do it the other way. So it's really hard to judge that, to see how they would have handled that. But they did it with a person as if black skin is akin to dirt. I don't know any other way to take that.
I mean,
somebody in a boardroom somewhere has to be fired over that.
That was pretty.
They have to be. That's blatantly bad.
Because the next one.
I can't believe you.
The judgment is non-existent.
She's, wait a minute.
Are
she
you
goes
serious?
From a she goes from a black person
to a white.
And then to a Hispanic. Did she get a little dirty again?
I didn't see her go to a
yeah,
Hispanic.
Yeah, the third woman is a Hispanic.
No. The,
no, in, watch it. Play it again. Play it again. Right, watch it. Watch it.
Okay, there's a white.
White. Person. Hispanic. Black. White. Hispanic.
Right. I mean, I guess they're just going for, like, women are all different shapes
yes,
and sizes
just,
and looks and, you know, like that.
Yes, this is not
racist. I
didn't
see the motion. All I saw was the Facebook ad where at the top was the black woman, and then she barely used the Dove soap and became a redheaded white girl.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, come on now.
Right.
Come on. I didn't see the motion one.
Well,
I didn't see
that. I
guess that's what,
that makes
that was
it a little bit
ad.
Different if you become Hispanic afterwards.
Yes. Does it make you... You slightly dusty?
Well, I mean, this is weird soap.
It's weird soap. Really, you wash, you'll get clean, but don't wash too much.
Yeah, that changes it. I haven't seen that.
Well, you saw a different ad, right? So they probably
I saw
ran
the Facebook
it in multiple
ad where
places.
It was just black and white. And one was dirty and one was clean. You tell me.
It is surprising they would miss it. I will say that.
Yeah,
just
it is.
Well, in today's world.
I mean, don't we double and triple and
because
quadruple
we are conservatives.
We do. Yeah.
Liberals don't ever feel that pressure. They're blind to it most times.
Very true.
Glenn Beck.